The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this third day of March 2021. And I saw a little bit of FBI Director Christopher Wray talking about there is no evidence of Black Lives Matter being involved or Antifa being involved in the January 6th thing. And, of course, it is Donald Trump, and he radicalized people to storm the White House. Or, I'm sorry, the Congress. And we know this is not true. But he goes on to say that we have a problem, white supremacy and militias in this country, these are the terrorists. After witnessing and doing nothing about George Soros funding, if this is not radicalizing Black Lives Matter and Antifa, plenty of money flowed into their coffers. But you see, that's not an act of terrorism. Killing people, burning down city blocks, causing billions of dollars in damage, that's not terrorism. And to be fair, I caution people with calling that terrorism. Because once you get in that terrorism trick bag, you've just opened up the door here for the government. And what they're up to now, it's not very good. I'll cover that in this hour as well. But here is Mr. Christopher Wray, and I think I have the right clip here, talking about terrorism in America.
And I understand from your testimony.
Oh, that's not the clip. Where is the original clip that I've sent over to you? Information Liberation. What's the email that I'd sent over to you? I can pull it up if you don't have it. All right. Okay. I know where I have to go to get it. Yeah, I know what you've got, and that's not the right clip. That's not what I'd send over today. So let me go quickly here. Do we have the Jeopardy theme here? Okay. Here it is. Oh, no. Let me go back here. This is interesting. Well, while I'm looking up that one, there is an Executive Order 11,000 assigning emergency preparedness functions to the Secretary of Labor. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because on top of what Christopher Wray just said, and he's the head of the FBI, I saw this one coming. I expected it 30 years ago, but they weren't quite primed for it yet. The Section 1, the scope of this is the Secretary of Labor. shall prepare national emergency plans and develop preparedness programs covering civilian manpower mobilization, more effective utilization of limited manpower resources, including specialized personnel, wage and salary stabilization, worker incentives and protection, manpower resources and requirements, skill development and training, research, labor management relations, and critical occupations. Well, anytime you're talking about mobilizing civilian manpower, that was done before. In the Gulag Archipelago, traces the history of the system of forced labor camps that existed in the Soviet Union from 1918 to 1956. Solzhenitsyn begins with Vladimir Lenin's original decrees, which were made shortly after the October Revolution. And what do we have in this country right now, folks? They established the legal and practical framework for a series of camps where political prisoners and ordinary criminals would be sentenced to forced labor. Now, I hope it does not come to that. But the very same things are set up in this country. And now we're starting to see people like Ray from the FBI considering these white people, these militias, as being racist. Folks, I'm telling you, it's not looking good. Mike, this was actually a Twitter account. Do you have the original? Go back to the original email. Do you have the original email that I'd sent? Okay. Do you see the clip that was on? Yeah. Please play it right now. Thank you. I've been trying to
in
do this.
In the past year, in violence. In the past year, we have seen massive rioting and violence. As extremists, many of them leftist extremists, took to the streets across the country.
Mm-hmm.
In just 2 weeks, at the end of May and early June, over 700 law enforcement officers were injured. Looking at all of 2020, over 14,000 people have been arrested in 49 cities, and at least 25 people have died in the violence. And it's estimated that the property damages from these riots could exceed $2 billion. What is the FBI doing to counter this ongoing pattern of domestic terrorism?
So, Senator, certainly we tried to respond aggressively with our partners to the domestic violent extremism that we saw playing out in streets all across the country this summer. A lot of that activity, I would say, fell in what we would categorize as anti-government, anti-authority violent extremism. Some of it is anarchist violent extremism. Some of it is militia violent extremism. Some of it might even be sovereign citizen violent mm-hmm. extremism. But we saw a huge uptick in violent extremism in that broad bucket over the course of last year. And so we're trying to be aggressive with the tools that we have in terms of the charges we're bringing. We're trying to, as we talked about, frankly, in connection with January 6th, same thing for the summer. We're trying to look at sources of funding, planning, coordination, trying to learn more about tradecraft and tactics and things like that so that we can be better prepared to prevent it and feed information to our state and local partners so they can be better prepared to prevent it. As I think I said to Senator Grassley, last year, we had three times the number of anarchist violent extremist arrests from, say, the prior year, I think it was. Certainly more last year than the prior 3 years combined. We did see last year, as Senator Grassley noted in his opening comments, the first murder by an anarchist violent extremist last year in quite...
All right, that's not the exact clip that I wanted to play. The exact clip that I wanted was no longer than 16 seconds. Yeah, well, all right. One thing I don't want to get into is double-checking what you guys are supposed to be doing. I understand. Okay, all right. Well, in response to this on Twitter, Jonathan Greenblatt, and guess what? He's at jgreenblattadl. He said that attack, that siege, was criminal behavior, plain and simple. And it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism. Thank you, FBI Christopher Wray, for not mincing words. What happened January 6th was domestic terrorism, plain and simple. Well, I got news for them. No, it wasn't. And what's interesting about this is that John Sullivan, Black Lives Matter organizer, he was working for the FBI. And he was at the forefront of the pro-Trump violence in the Capitol, egging it on as he filmed it. But that doesn't seem to matter to Christopher Wray. Or the excessive use of force, I would put it in that category, where the man shot the Air Force veteran, the woman that was unarmed. I mean, folks, Max Blumenthal wrote, as a DC BLM journalist, Black House News explained to me, Sullivan has been banished by activist communities across the country. He's considered a dangerous provocateur and is the subject of deep suspicion. Well, yeah, because he was an FBI informant. He was there to make sure that this happened at the Capitol. And let us not forget here what I said initially about this. And folks, I was there. I have no doubt there was 1.5 million people in Washington, D.C. And there probably would have been a lot more, but a lot of people got cold feet. Well, I'm not going. That's dangerous. No, he didn't show up armed, as many people over the years have suggested. What an asshat thing to even contemplate. That 1 million people show up in Washington, D.C. slinging arms. Yeah. Yeah. But we know how this game is played. And this one was played. I'll tell you what, the guard in Michigan have had enough. They have been there. They have not really been told why they're there. But the Capitol has been locked down behind razor wire and National Guard troops. In the meantime, the Michigan Guard, they're eating food with metal shavings in it, spoiled rotten meat they're being served. I mean, this is one argument, at least, for K-rations or MREs, meals ready to eat. I'd much rather eat those gut-binding things than anything else. But this is how much respect that they have for the Guards people that are in Washington, D.C. to guard them against what? A guard them against what? And the reason the people showed up in Washington, D.C. was in support of Donald Trump. They had seen what happened with the election. So at the very moment that this is going on in the U.S. Capitol, yeah, Trump supporters are going to disrupt those proceedings. Would not have been in anybody's best interest. It was a staged crap show, folks. And look how the media has used it. It was riotous. Everybody condemned it. Everybody condemned it without even going. And they simply would have had to do a little bit of fundamental research. Not in depth, not just the entire narrative would have been changed if they were telling the truth. But you see, folks, you don't even deserve the truth. While you're being raped, robbed, pillaged, plundered, you're not even worth telling the truth to. Wow. But you see, it's those racist militias. And I'll tell you something, what happened, and you people in Michigan know this better than anybody else, the supposed militia that the FBI cracked. Remember I told you? False flag? How much have you heard about that since? You folks up in Michigan? Oh, that there was a group of militia guys that were going to kidnap your governor. Really? There was a story that was floated on the web, and that's all that it was a story of people capturing the governor. Well, the FBI took that as, hey, let's use this story. It's better than anything we came up with. And it's you white supremacist up there, you god-awful militia. Ugh. You tried to kidnap the governor, and the FBI was there to save us. Amazing. Amazing. By the way, the Supreme Court, in its chicken crap fashion, Supreme Court. What's the opposite of supreme, Mike? Give me the 180-degree out explanation. Well, guess what the Supreme Court says? They're refusing any remaining election fraud cases without explanation. Wow. Wow. Now, we've heard them say that, well, you know, this we're not going to hear these cases. They said initially we're not, because this is an issue, voter issue with the states. And it's their purview, not ours. Well, in what parallel universe, when you have an election that's stolen for the presidency of the United States, and the Supreme Court will not look at any of the evidence, and it's extensive, folks, I'm not here to tell you anything but the damn truth, and I know this to be the truth. Donald Trump won that election hands down. What amazed me is the collusion across the board to dump Trump. Got to get rid of him. Got to get rid of him. Got to get rid of him. Well, the Supreme Court last week refused to review the 2020 election fraud cases against Pennsylvania, claiming it was moot because this is what the Supreme Court of the United States has said, folks. It's moot because the election was over. That's like saying a guy committed a murder, but we can't bring the guy back, so the guy that did it, hey, we can't do anything about it. It's over. That's the implied logic that I have. This week, the Supreme Court rejected without comment or explanation the remaining 2020 election challenges by attorney Sidney Powell in Arizona and Wisconsin. She said that the court's rejection is an absolute tragedy for the rule of law, for the future of what was a republic, and freedom-loving people around the world. They made that announcement this past Monday morning. By the way, Justices Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas dissented from the denial. And later Monday night, Sidney Powell released a statement on the refusal of the court to hear the election fraud cases. And I'll tell you what she said after this. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Sidney Powell, my comment for the press on SCOTUS ruling today, quoting her, the Supreme Court's failure to date to address the massive election fraud and multiple constitutional violations that wrought a coup of the presidency of the greatest country in the world completes the implosion of each of our three branches of government into the rubble of a sinkhole of corruption. It is an absolute tragedy for the rule of law, the future of what was a republic and all freedom-loving people around the world. I haven't forgotten, and I know you folks haven't forgotten. This is the most incredible thing I've ever witnessed, and I've seen a lot of stuff go on in this country throughout my years. But this is right at the top of the list. By the way, the Supreme Court of the United States, how about the inferior court of the United States? And where were these supposed new conservative justices that are now on the Supreme Court? Where are they? Where are they? So we had three, and the Trump-nominated Justices Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett sided with the liberal justices? Jeez, oh, Pete. Mick in New Mexico. You've been holding forever. Go ahead, Mick.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hi.
I've heard that comment about David Woodson, Mr. Woodson. He reminds me of somebody. Emmanuel McLill, who was on Scriptures for America. And I've been rebroadcasting here for the last 2 weeks, but he was on there about 20 years ago. He was talking the same thing about what the heck was going on with the colored people and why they were being led into another ring of baloney, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mick, I get that. Father Coughlin had one of the biggest radio shows. And Father Coughlin even mentioned that. He was big back in the 50s and 60s in radio. He was from Royal Oak, Michigan, just a few miles from Detroit. He knew what was going on, and he talked about it. Thank you for your call, Mick. I appreciate it. Chris in Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, John. First, I wanted to tell you, you were really on the cutting edge with bringing Mr. Woodson on, and I want you to know that you obviously struck the beat of the heart of the deep beast in the deep state, because I had to reload the audio at least 15 times during that one-hour segment, because they are scared to death of the people coming together of all colors, realizing we're all part of the human race, not this divide and conquer of all the different colors in the world trying to fight us together to pit us together so we'll be easier to take over.
Even, and this might shock some people, but maybe it won't. Hang on a second, because I want to play you that Alex Jones, and thank you, Sandra, for sending that in to me if you're listening to the program today. This leaked video shows Alex Jones ranting that he's so effing sick of Donald Trump. Now, we had to take the time for Mr. Pottymouth there. We had to edit it out, but this, I'm telling you. Go ahead and play the clip.
Rolling. Part of me, the selfish part, wishes I'd never met Donald Trump, wishes that I'd never met Roger Stone, because unlike previous things I'd done that were game-changing, those were just time-space continuum reflections of the third big change I was going to be involved in. And that was bringing Donald John Trump into Austin. So I'm going to say that again. I said Austin into office. Because this is, you guys are asking really good questions. This is going to be a really good thing, but I'm going to say it again in a minute. Let's drink some of this or I'll try to say it. Because it's the truth, and I'm just going to say it, that I wish I never would have met Trump. I wish it never would have happened. And it's not that the attacks that I've been through. It's I'm so sick of Donald Trump, man. God, I'm sick of him. And I'm not doing this because it's like I'm kissing his ass, you know? It's just like I'm sick of it. Do it in a minute.
That was an interview that was done in January of 2019. And who shot that was a guy by the name of Robertson that I guess he shot a film called You Can't Watch This with Alex Jones. And this footage was leaked to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Hate Watch Initiative. And what's going on here is the FBI is evidently questioning Alex Jones in connection with Donald Trump and the radicalization and the attack on the Capitol. And Jones is folding like a cheap suit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No!
One can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done?
Chris, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, what did you think of that? Jeez, oh, Pete.
Oh, that's true Alex Jones. You know, he plays this acting role, and, you know, he gets some good guests on his show occasionally. I don't argue that a fact. But he's got these multiple different personality disorders that he seems to suffer from, and the real true Alex Jones is obviously a wimp. Whenever the heat is on, he folds like a cheap suit. Yeah. And
By the way, Robertson said during that same shoot, he recalled Jones bragging about making tens of millions of dollars in 2018 and mocked his audience, claiming they'd buy anything. I wish this guy would just retire, because he's continuing to do damage to the real patriot movement in this country. He really is. He's not doing any service to anybody anymore except self-service.
Well, you know, Alex Jones continually professes ad infinitum that he has deep connections to the deep state and high-level people in the government and Trump.
You bet he does.
Yeah. Well, you know, and maybe he does. Maybe he's on the payroll of the FBI or the CIA or the NSA. I think he had some history of that in his family. But more importantly, Christopher Wray is obviously compromised to the max. He's one of the secret senior executive services elite. They've got a lot of them. They had 2,500 of them, if you recall, that wrote a letter in telling how they were terrorized by Trump and worried about his competency and all these little lies they make up. And Mr. Wray himself, by getting up there and feigning that he couldn't see any Antifa or others at the... In fact, the Proud Boys were on the payroll of the FBI. I'm not convinced that some others there. In fact, you know, I know there are a lot of great Oath Keepers, but Stuart Rhodes himself, that Rhodes last name can't be overlooked, and he is a barred licensed attorney, at least he was. And any of those are potentially compromised because they have the first duty to their bar and not to their mere money-paying clients.
But also keep in mind, Chris, that what is also done is any organization that's trying to do a good thing is infiltrated and destroyed from within. I mean,
Operation PATCON.
Yeah, I mean, FBI officials had admitted that, oh, well, there were people with arms in Washington. Well, an FBI official had to come out and admit that no firearms were confiscated by law enforcement at the Capitol riot. There was only one gun that was ever seen, and that was the one sticking through the door to shoot that Air Force veteran. And,
oh, absolutely.
And it turns out that, oh, the officer that they put in state, lying in the Capitol, that they said was killed by one of these riotous Donald Trump supporters, he was killed with a fire extinguisher. He was not. It was another lie. And now we have Ray coming out and calling these racist white militias and they're terrorists. We're the defenders of freedom. The unorganized militia in this country has always been in support of the Constitutional Republic, not for the cretins and the creeps and the asshats now that infest Washington, D.C. I've had enough of these. I've had enough of these jokers.
Ray is actually guilty of violating Title 18, United States Code 1346, failing to provide honest service by laying his posterior off to serve his higher minions of the secret senior executive service and the foreign influences. The FBI has become a terrorist organization themselves if they had the vision to look in the mirror and see the truth, which they are obviously fatally devoid of or conflicted up to the max and can't afford their wallets to shrink by seeing the truth and losing money because of it.
You know, the Gateway Pundit had this story out. New information, FBI took possession of suspicious ballots in Georgia in early January of this year. And what did they turn around and do? They ordered them destroyed by using a shredder, a paper shredder. And
it's called spoliation.
And this story was first reported by Patrick Byrne, and he was the former CEO of Overstock.com. And he reported this on Twitter that the deep state was stealing evidence in Georgia related to that 2020 election. And I quote him, "Update on Georgia ballots. DHS has been trying to move forward this week. 2 days ago, FBI jumped in claiming jurisdiction. Yesterday, 3 p.m., FBI took control of shredding truck and materials, directed that they be returned to shredding operation and shredding job completed." So there... While Christopher Wray is the director of the FBI, his agency is in there destroying evidence in a presidential election. I don't know, Chris, how much crazier things have to get in this country before people just say, you know what, enough is enough. And I don't care any given opportunity. I don't care if it's a political. I don't care what it is. The people have to stop pushing. They have to start pushing back and stop being nail-biting little sissies out there It is our country. There is literally a coup taking place in this country right now. It is ongoing.
Well, in fact, Steve Bannon with the American Voice News points out that this is day 55 of the occupation of the Capitol, the White House, in the takeover by Nancy Pelosi and her left-wing extremist of the self-deemed chosen on the planet. And she is obviously a psychopathic maniac herself. This woman is absolutely ought to be put away for the public safety and the national security, because she's definitely a threat, a clear and present danger to freedom, liberty, and everything America stands for.
I don't know. Chris, I'm telling you, the people of this country, this is the only thing standing between us and the loss of our country, or the beginning of the return of the Republic. It's up to us. I've once heard that we are the government. We choose people to best represent our views. Really? And if that's the case, where's the last Republican that even came close to representing our views? I think his name was Ron Paul.
Ron Paul was a good one, although I'm not convinced they didn't threaten him or something else.
Yes, they did. Of course they did. He told me they did. I mean, he and his wife flat out told me, if I somehow win the presidency, they'll just kill me. That's what he said. That's what he told me.
Well, it wouldn't be the first president they've killed, and it may not be the last. I figured Biden's the next one to go.
No, he didn't. No. They got the perfect dummy in there. And yeah, I was reading last night about the poll numbers that Biden had, that Kamala Harris had, that Hillary made sure that old Bernie was thrown in the dumpster, because even Pocahontas had better numbers than either one of them combined. But somehow, here comes JoJo. Don't worry, Joe, you don't have to work too hard on this. We got your back. We'll get you in the White House. He hid in his basement. Donald Trump was drawing tens of thousands of supporters in this country. It was plain to everybody that the political mojo wasn't there for JoJo, and that somehow JoJo got 80 million votes in this country. And how many of those millions? According to the Supreme Court, you don't need to know. You don't want to know. And we ain't going to help you know. Because that's a moot point. The election's over with. It's already been declared. Chris, never in my lifetime have I seen corruption of the three branches of government, the federal government, to the extent that I am now seeing this. And if anybody thinks that any salvation is going to come out of Washington, D.C. for the salvation of this republic, you'd better think again.
Well, I stay constantly on edge, concerned, and fearful that the Republic is lost. I hope not. I do everything I can to try to perpetuate and to save it from going off the complete abyss of hell to this communist cesspool that they're trying to breed and conceive here on this planet. This is absolutely insane, and thank God for the Republic. God bless you, John, for having the show and the people you have on there. God bless America. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm with you on that fearful factor there, but I'm not letting that fear paralyze me. I'm using that as a motivation. I know where this is going. And on the issue of the FBI, and this, of course, is not Christopher Wray and his testimony, FBI official admits no firearms were confiscated by law enforcement at a Capitol riot. It turns out the armed insurrection at the Capitol building on January 6th didn't involve any firearms. The Democrats, their dishonest big media and big tech and their fact checkers, claim the intrusion into the Capitol on January 6th was an armed insurrection. Senator Ron Johnson on Wednesday asked top FBI counterterrorism official Jill Sanborn if law enforcement confiscated any firearms on January 6th during the Senate committee hearing on the Capitol riot. Ms. Sanborn replied that no firearms were confiscated at the so-called insurrection. Cezanne in Idaho. Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. That dang mute button is really easy to touch. Sorry about that. You said that we are the government. We're in charge of putting them in. But I want to respectfully disagree, because we have millions of people on affirmative action in our government that are not put in by any taxpayer.
Oh, no,
anywhere.
I don't disagree with you. I'm talking about the supposed representative government, that's the way this is supposed to work, that we pick the candidate that best represents our view and we vote him into office through a democratic process, not the democracy they keep touting. And I understand, and this is the largest, by the way, and you're right, Cezanne, this is the largest employer on the face of the planet. This bureaucracy continues to grow. There are many people that are not elected into any offices that are making rules and policies and recommendations and God knows what. No, you're exactly right.
Yes, of course. And the Trump administration, we saw how many of the these unelected bureaucrats would be willing to go against the president's orders and just about everything that he had asked the American government to do. So we've got an it's totally on its own. It's the swamp, and it's got its own ideas, and it's run by the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Tavistock Institute and numerous other agencies out there, which get their marching orders from higher ups by people that I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the damage has been done. It's up to us to undo this. And there's many arguments on the best way to do this. But I can tell you one thing for sure, that you are in the crosshairs. This is no longer a free country. You no longer, and it's just been demonstrated to you, that the one thing that would guarantee that we have some semblance of a government has just been thrown in your face like a dirty diaper, kid's dirty diaper. I'm incensed.
It was not just shown to me. It's been shown to me over the last 4 years. I have been incensed so much that that's like dropping party affiliations or just what has to be done, because there's no good Republican out there. I can't say that the Republican, the structure itself is so corrupt that it cannot be fixed. And there's just it has to be renewed by the blood of patriots. I mean, that's all it's going to come down to.
Well,
anybody who says that 24 election or the 22 election can fix this is living in dreamland and taking a lot of Prozac or something.
Well, and Cezanne, are you a regular listener to this broadcast?
I'm a regular listener to Republic, yes, sir.
Okay, all right, great. Well, yeah, I'm familiar with the quote that the Tree of Liberty has to be refreshed by the blood of patriots. I'm familiar with that quote. But I don't think that it's necessary for us to go there, that we still have the ability to take political action against these clowns in our own state legislatures. Look what California, they're getting ready to throw out another governor, as they should. Should have done it a long time ago. You know, everything that is wrong, you can just look at California and see why it's gone wrong and what they're pushing. Now,
I'll be willing to bet you $100 that Gavin Newsom will never get thrown out of office.
Oh, no. He's going to get thrown out of office. No, he will. He will.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how this goes. I'm not going to make... What?
Report. People were like, where's the Durham report? I got kicked off of Zero Hedge because I was saying, where's the Durham report, over and over and again. Where's the Durham report? He's dead. It's not coming out. They have covered their bases again and again, and there's no power left to us.
Well, and what are, Cezanne, I'm going to disagree with you on that because we've not exercised the real political power that we have. We have not yet done it. Do you understand
also,
that?
Also, when we voted for President Trump, 80 million people voted for President Donald Trump, the most of any president ever, and yet he was overturned. And we just heard that the people over in Mississippi, the judge, found that in a county, 75% of mail-in ballots were fraudulent.
Right. No, I'm not disagreeing with that, okay? But understand what I am saying to you. Is that we don't have to go to that cartridge box. That is the last resort. If all else fails, but we have not exercised that political power, we have not wielded that. Yeah, we voted for Donald Trump. Well, you heard what I had to say, that Donald Trump's not Jesus, and he's not going to walk across the Potomac River. That
of course
is
not,
on,
but he was awesome.
But hold on here a second. Let me finish. Please. Please. That voting for Donald Trump is going to do one thing. Buy us some time on the federal end. There's plenty of work we need to do in our own backyards. With the state government, with the vaccines, with the state government climbing on board and allowing the public school system to go in and teach critical race theory to our children. Yes, on yesterday's program, I played a clip of a woman teaching her five-year-old on the woke definition, the new ABCs. There is stuff that we can be doing in our own backyard. We can be going after our own state legislature to pull these people and get them the hell out of office. No, I disagree with you. We have not exercised our full political power in this country. And that doesn't necessarily mean dropping a ballot into a box. That's not the political power I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people in this country that have the ability to restore the republic by whacking out these unelected by the people that are in destroying this country. That's what I'm talking about, Cezanne. I got Mary Toko online. Mary? Hello, Mary.
Hello, John. How are you?
I didn't know you were calling
in.
I didn't know you were
calling. Well, you know, I just... That's okay. I know an excellent program, by the way. And like you know, our country has been in apathy for so long. People have been sitting back, not really paying attention for so many years. And a lot of this is so shocking, but yet it's no surprise.
Oh, Mary, I've been doing this a long time. And trust me, what I'm seeing right now, it's surprising me, and I've been doing this for over three decades.
To the degree that it is, absolutely. I don't think I would ever see what's going on in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like, it's like almost being part of a some kind of warped movie, honestly, of what's going on out there. So I just wanted to say hi and let your listening audience know that I will be filling in this Saturday night between 8 and 10 o'clock for Angry Cassell's program.
That's Eastern time. We only go by Central time here at Republic. That's 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Saturday evening.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. And I'm going to be talking about the heartbeat bill that passed in South Carolina. And I'm also going to be discussing the use of aborted fetal tissue in manufacturing vaccines and drugs on the first hour.
Okay.
I'm going to have a woman who's been... working in the field of, fighting this crazy abortion laws and stuff. And the second hour, I will be discussing our flawed COVID testing and how it is just, it's absurd.
I know.
It's absurd. And like you're saying, you're calling people to action. We have to start in our own backyard.
Yep.
with our own legislators, our own neighborhoods, our schools. We have to get busy. We can't assume anyone else is doing it anymore.
No, no, we cannot.
And
Ingrid,
the world is going to hell.
I appreciate you sitting in for Ingrid, and I'm glad that you're able to do that. And I thank you for
your call.
All righty, ma'am.
You're very welcome, John. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let me play this last clip here. It's Denzel Washington. It was a Sirius XM interview. I want to get this guy on my program.
So why did he need a black director? Could a white director not have
It's not color.
This work?
It's culture.
Explain the difference, because I think we're
Steven
in a space
Spielberg
right now.
Did Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Scorsese did Goodfellas, right? Steven Spielberg could direct Goodfellas. Martin Scorsese probably could have done a good job with Schindler's List. But there are cultural differences. You know, I know, you know, we all know what it is when a hot comb hits your hair on a Sunday morning, what it smells like.
Huh?
That's a cultural difference, not just a color difference.
All right.
So it's the culture.
You know about a hot comb scenario?
No, she don't know about no hot comb.
You
don't know nothing about it.
Dex.
See how everybody laughed? That's a cultural difference. Yeah. That's not a race difference. That's just that motion. That's all I got to say, right?
I know what a hot comb is.
Okay.
All right. The space that we're in, culture versus race, and how important it is, you know, where we are right now as a culture, as an American family, you're producing a film that's culturally germane to a particular time and a.
And what he's referring, what they're referring to here is the movie that got next to nothing in notoriety, and it was called Fences. Here's what he has to say on Black Lives Matter.
You know, incarceration rates in America has been a problem, especially as opposed to minorities.
It's being interviewed, by the way,
any
by a lawyer.
Headway in the
I think it's more important to make headway in our own house. By the time the system comes into play, the damage is done. They're not locking up seven-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Chicago a couple of four weeks ago, and we saw these little kids on bikes with masks on the side of their head. Like five or six of them. And the driver said, yeah, they're little yummies. I said, who? He said, little yummies. Look up. Google Lil Yummy. Mm. Lil Yummy was an 11-year-old murderer.
Wow.
And you look at his picture, you'll see the headshot of him, and he's like this. And he got murdered at 11 by a 14-year-old.
Wow.
Who's doing life now, and a 16-year-old.
That makes no sense.
You blame the system? Where was his father?
Oh,
it starts in the house. It starts in the home. And yeah, well, my father got locked up. Well, where was his father?
Yeah.
You know, I did talk about my three closest friends, and they did, you know, 15 to 25. One did 28, this and that. I was the only one of the three that had a father in my life, even though my parents were together. But I still had a father who was a gentle man and a good example, and they didn't. We can blame the system if we want, but they didn't lock any of us up at seven.
Yeah.
We were all doing enough to get locked up at 13. My parents sent me in another direction. They didn't have anybody to help them, and they kept doing what they was doing.
And look how that kid turned out, huh? Wow. It's time to roll up the sleeves and go to work, folks. I know for a lot of you, work is a four-letter word. It's a dirty word. Well, don't let it be. Because it's your life we're talking about.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.